How to manage the relationship with the new White House has proven to be a thorny dilemma for some of our closest allies. In Britain, a planned state visit from President Trump has been overshadowed by a public fight over whether some of the traditional honors of a state visit should be withheld from Trump in protest at his policies. This is not a fringe movement. The idea has come from within the British political establishment. Our man Leo Hornack joins us from BBC HQ in central London. So Trump's visit to London, will it be a state visit with full honors or not? What is being planned right now, Leo?
President Trump has been invited to a state visit. The Queen has officially sent him an invitation. He's accepted. And everything was going to go according to plan until the Speaker in the Commons, which is a very important role in the British Parliament, said that he did not feel that Trump should be allowed to address Parliament, Westminster Hall, one of the most ancient parts of the British Parliament. And this really threw a kind of spanner in the works, because while the point of a state visit is really for the two heads of state to kind of go tete-a-tete and enjoy lots of delicious banquets, this is part of a state visit which Parliament, the legislature, not the Prime Minister, technically has a veto over. And here's what Speaker in the House of Commons said to Parliament this week. Here's the tape.
I feel very strongly that our opposition to racism and to sexism and our support for equality before the law and an independent judiciary are hugely important considerations in the House of Commons. Point of order, Mr. Skinner.
Further to that point of order, two words, well done.
The people cheering there were obviously people who are not fans of Trump, as you could hear. But in the wider sense, there is real anxiety because Britain is in a difficult situation. As we try and leave Europe and embrace the new era of Brexit, the last thing that Downing Street can really afford is to end up in what we might call a kind of Australian situation.
Explain.
Accidentally causing a strong negative reaction from President Trump due to something like a snub, like being refused to address Parliament. On the other hand, there's a lot of people in Britain who are not big fans. One of the images which was across all of the British newspapers was when Prime Minister Theresa May met Donald Trump and he walked to the press conference holding her hand. And that image was in some ways a gift to the many people who've protested against Trump in Britain already, because it showed this is a prime minister who is not an equal partner. She's being led by the hand. But if that's the case, how far can a British prime minister disagree with Trump? And it's very difficult for Britain to sort of know the answer to that. And this kind of argument about something as obscure and might almost seem sort of Harry Pottery to an American audience, I think, about which particular hall in the Houses of Parliament you are allowed to address. The reason that we're getting to that territory is it's a way of trying to work out the symbols of just how much distance can our country at this stage and our government place between itself and a very different kind of president in the White House.
So, Leo, what do you think is going to happen?
At the moment, it looks fairly unlikely that Trump will be invited to address the Commons as he would normally have been expected to do. But that doesn't mean that Downing Street might not be able to come up with some equal honour. Perhaps what's going to be much more important is a sign from the Prime Minister that she is prepared to stand with the new president, maybe even hold his hand again.
Our man at the BBC, Leo Hornack, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Marco.